Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Pastor Sian Fitzgerald from the People's Church in Dublin. Well, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Sian Fitzgerald from the People's Church. So good to have you with us today on Woman to Woman. And Sian is a pastor and a pastor's wife and a mother and a daughter. And she holds, she wears all the hats. Three beautiful daughters. And yeah. I just love having you on the show. It's great because you have great wisdom. But talking about time, that's one of the love languages we are going to speak about today. There's five love languages, and Gary Chapman talks about this in his incredible book. And I know you've spoken about this many times. What are the five love languages first?
Okay, so the five love languages, Jackie, are the first one is words of affirmation. So they are what they say. They're quite straightforward. So it's, you know, how we speak to each other, encouraging. You know, some people really respond to being encouraged and complimented and things like that. The second one is quality time, which you mentioned. The third one is gifts, which is quite obvious. Acts of service, that's another one. So, you know, doing something for somebody, caring for somebody, providing for somebody. And the fifth one is physical touch.
Wow. Well, yeah. Saying the physical touch is definitely mine. I can tell because I just know.
Is it?
I know.
Really?
I love hugs. I just love hugs.
Yeah, yeah.
But my husband doesn't. He kind of goes there, there, there's the door, you know.
He's like me. I'm like that. I'm like, there you go. There's a hug. Off you go.
Yeah, it's funny, and you kind of feel a bit, I suppose, neglected, when I don't get the hugs, I kind of feel like he just doesn't show me love. But that's the whole thing about it, isn't it? That you do, if they don't show you the love that you feel, basically, it's like if you think, you know, your love language is physical touch, then everybody else should be too, and it's not that.
No, it's not. It's not, and it's true. You know, sometimes there can be like a feeling of rejection in it, because like if you go to hug somebody, if your love language is physical touch and you go to hug somebody and they're, you know, they're stressed and they're like, yeah, pat you on the back, it can really have an effect. So it's really, I believe, you know, I read the five love languages when Rachel was a little girl. She was about, my eldest daughter was about 8 or 9, I think, and I discovered this book and I just remember it just totally tore my mind apart. It really, because it made so much sense, and it made sense of how I felt a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And it made sense of how I was observing the people that I really, really loved, how they behave and how they respond, and, you know, and how they feel. And it really helps when you know somebody's love language, for example, is touch. Like one of my girls at the moment, it is touch. She'll come in and she put her arm. I don't always feel like giving her a hug, but I'm very aware that if I don't hug her, you know, she'll feel it. She'll feel it more than I would feel it if somebody didn't know. Now, it doesn't devastate her, but she would feel it, you know, the way.
Yes, yes. And it's also about, you know, okay, the hugs and the cuddling and all that. Mm. So if your love language is not physical touch, like my husband's, should he make a special effort to try and hug me and try and cuddle and let him know that that I need that?
Yeah, I think absolutely, especially if he loves you, which he does. And I mean, when you love somebody, like I have one of my girls and her love language is very strongly quality time. Mine's not. Mm. So I can run around and, you know, she would, like, we always eat at, this is a great example, actually, we always eat at the dining table. Always been a thing in our home. Pat and I would eat breakfast, lunch, we would always sit at the table. Mm. It's just a thing. Yes. And she has done that since she was a baby, since she was very small. And I notice now she's much, much older, in her 20s. And I notice her, she'll come in from work even late. She'll make her dinner and she'll go and sit at the table. It could be 9 o'clock. Mm. Now, we might be in the front room. We might be at work, whatever is going on. But I realize that that's her sitting at the table going, I'm here for some time. I'm here to love my family. I want to be with my family. I want to feel love. She's looking for that love. And I, especially of late, it's funny because I've been refreshing myself again in the love language. And I went, do you know what? I was saying to Pastor, we need to go and sit at the table with her, no matter what time of the day and night, just to give that quality time. Yes. Because even though it's not my love language, I love her more than anything. So I might be running around communicating love with my language, but if she's not understanding that, she knows I love her. Of course she does. But I, my desire, my, you know, all I want is for her to know how much I love her. So if that's the language she speaks, I want to learn to speak that better so that I can communicate better with her.
So you need to turn off your phone, your device, your TV, listen
Exactly.
and sit with them
Yes.
and listen to them. And I find that really hard because at time is not my love language,
Yeah.
but it's my husband's and it's my sister's.
Yeah.
And she'd say, Jackie, if you're with me, you've got to turn off your phone and
that
just
up, turn
sit
off the
with me
phone.
and have
Yeah.
time. Whereas I'm
Yeah.
doing 10 things at one time because that's me.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they feel unloved. They
Yes.
feel unvalued. They
Exactly.
feel not listened to. That's
Yes.
so
Yeah.
interesting about time. Okay, so acts of service. That's what's that? Taking out the bins, or is it doing around
It
the house,
can be
or?
simple. Now, my love, one of my love languages, I have two love languages, but acts of service would be one of mine. So I would be like, for example, if I'm making dinner, I don't just make dinner. I go all out. I have candles on the table every day. I love to light them. I love to sit down. The girls, I just love everybody around it. And I just like to create this atmosphere. But my creating of that is through acts of service. So, I like to have it nice. I like to, if they're coming home from school on a Friday night, I like the rooms to look a certain way. I like to, I go out of my way. And again, if somebody's love language isn't acts of service, they don't even notice it. They just walk in and go, great, thanks for doing my bed. But for me, it's like, look at your room. Doesn't it look amazing? Do you feel all this love? And they're going, no, I don't really get. See, the thing is, Jackie, we don't actually consciously do it. Like before I read this book, or before I sort of got really studied this, I never realized that that's what was happening. I just did their bed because I loved them. I never thought about it. But yet there could be some conflict between us. And I might feel at times like they didn't value what I did. Like, oh, I've just done that. And then they go, why are you making a big deal about it? Like, what's the big deal? But it was a big deal because what I realize now is I was actually communicating love. So, for example, if your love language was gift and you bought something for one of your sons and you put so much thought into it, you put all your love in and you go in and you're so excited to hand in, I just love you. And they just go, oh, it's the wrong size, mum, and walk away. You just it's cr I can you know and I my language, but that it's crushing. And if somebody's love language is gift, it's absolutely crushing. So it's learning, and it doesn't mean that you wear something because it doesn't fit you because somebody's love language is gifts, but it does mean that you handle it a certain way. You handle it with a little bit of sensitivity.
Because as you're speaking, I'm thinking of all the different love languages that my boys have and my husband have. And
Yeah.
but I'm not gifts, because when people is giving me gifts, I don't really appreciate it. I kind of go, oh, you wasted your money on that, kind of.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that. How much was
My husband
that?
gets so upset because he'd say, I bought you that. And I'd say,
Yeah.
but I wouldn't wear that bracelet. And I
I
feel
know.
mean, but in my head I'm going, oh, how am I going to tell him? How am I going to tell him? And I kind of go,
I
did you get a receipt? And he'd say, oh,
know.
does that mean you're going to change it? So the gift isn't my love language.
Yeah.
How do I deal with that if it's not my love language? And he goes out of
Yeah.
the way to, and it is his love language. How do I deal with that?
Yeah.
Nip it, is
Yeah.
it? I'd say nothing.
It's a good question. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Okay. This is one of the examples I always use for gifts. When your boys were small, so when your boys were two or three, they're toddling around the place. It's the summer. You're out in the garden. And they would go and pick a load of daisies or dandelions. And they'd come to you and they'd go, Mom, I picked these for you. Do you remember those days? They always do it, don't they? The kids always come in, like they picked, robbed somebody's daffodils or something. They bring them. And there's such pride. They come in and they're like, you see, that's gifts as a love language in operation. And I don't want a dandelion and I really don't want a daisy. I have no interest. They rot on the windowsill in the kitchen and I really don't want them. They're ugly. But because my two-year-old just brought it, I stand there and go, oh my goodness, did you pick that for me? And you see their little face and you're, that's absolutely beautiful. You're so good. And you get a little thing, you pop it on the windowsill, you make a big fuss about it. And every time that you go, and I say, you know what, love? I love those daisies. They're beautiful. And you see how you when they're a child, you treat it like that. You know the daisies are worth nothing, but you know they, you see, subconsciously, we know that they're expressing a love towards us. So that's the sort of thing that I try to put, like my brother, I really believe his love language. I've never tested him, but I reckon his love language is gifts because at Christmas time, he comes in here loaded with gifts and he puts so much thought into them. And he sits like with a big smile on his face, waiting for you to open it. And I know, even if I don't like it, I'll go, oh, do you know what? Jonathan, I love this. This is fantastic. Now, I might, when this later, when things calm down, I might sort of say, would it be okay with you if I just switched that for it? Because I absolutely love it, but I just need to, it's how you approach it. because you're dealing with somebody's love language. You're dealing with somebody saying, it would be like, my husband saying to me, I love you, and me saying, I'm busy.
Yes.
If he said the words, I love you, if Pat came downstairs and said to me, I love you, Shan, and I just went, where's the car keys?
Yes.
Like, how would that feel? And that's what we're doing with people's love languages quite often without realizing, subconsciously, because we're speaking a different language.
So you really have to be tuned in, don't you, to the to their love.
Yeah, you do. And it's, do you know what, Jackie? It's very simple. It sounds very complicated when we have these conversations. I've read the book a number of times and done some of the workshops, and I sit there and I go, oh my gosh, you can get bogged down with, like, oh gosh, I need to walk around and consider everything I'm doing and everything I'm saying. But it's actually a lot simpler than that. It's the little things, like Rach coming in from work at 9 o'clock from Dundrum, sitting at the table, and me just going, you know what? I'm just going to take. And the funny thing is, Jackie, because it's their love language, when you begin to communicate it, it has a massive impact very quickly. It's very easy. One of the illustrations I use for this, if I was sharing a house here with somebody who's Spanish, Italian, and German, okay, I speak English. If there was another English speaker here, I would obviously relate better to them, wouldn't I? So if you were living here as well, and we were all at the table, there's a German speaker, French, and you and I are there, we can communicate very quickly. I can say to you, Jackie, pass me the salt, much quicker than I can say that to somebody in
Yes.
German. I'd have to motion and do a bit more arms and legs type of thing to get this up. But so when you speak the same love language, you speak very quickly and very easily, and the understanding is very quick.
Yes,
The exchange is very quick. So
absolutely.
it's not about being paranoid. It's not about going, oh my gosh, this one's love languages. I need to do this. I need to go out and buy them something as a gift. It's not like that. It's just being conscious and just an awareness that sometimes your communication doesn't get through as quickly as you think it should. And when they're communicating love to you, it's both ways. So I actually do find, and I really challenge people to read these books and put them into practice, because like that the other day, I just said, I need to start going and sitting at the table and for 5 minutes, even if we're finished dinner or whatever. And you know what, Jackie, the next day, I can honestly say, you're talking transformation. Just doing that once,
Wow.
just once,
Wow.
that person is feeling love, straight away.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Shan. We're going to do part two of Love Languages next week. And
Great.
Shan Fitzgerald is from the People's Church in Dublin at Northern Cross in Clare Hall. Thank you, Shan.
Thanks, Jackie. Great to be here.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.